Hi everybody, welcome to Learning the Flame. Today we're going to learn about horses. Giddy up!
Learn about animals today!
My brother Homer's going to ask some questions about horses and I'm going to answer them.
What does horses eat?
Horses are herbivores. That means they eat plants. Their most common meal is grass.
What do they drink?
5 to 10 gallons of water per day.
Where do they live?
Most horses live on farms. They are domesticated. Some horses live in the wild, and they are called feral horses.
How long do they live?
25 to 30 years. They can live longer if you take care of their teeth.
What do these do?
Bulls can run just 2 hours after birth, so they can run away from predators. Horses are so strong they can pull heavy things. Wow.
Are they smart?
Horses are incredibly smart and can communicate with each other through sounds and facial expressions. Horses also know if their owner is sad or happy.
Thank you, Lainey.
You're welcome, Henry.
Now my brother Brody's gonna make the sound of a horse.
Nay!
We got a lot of questions from my listeners here, and I'm gonna answer them. Whoa! Giddy up!
Uncle Dave, Ashley, and Elias want to know, why do they use hands as the measure of height for horses?
A hand represents 4 inches. This way of measuring horses starting hundreds of years ago because it was easy. Many people still use the unit hands today.
Kendall wants to know, what are the biggest and smallest types of horses?
The biggest is a Shire horse, followed by the Clydesdale horse. The smallest horse is a Falabella, measures less than 8 hands, 32 inches. Whoa.
Brendan, Matt, Natalie, and Paul want to know, how fast can a horse run and which breed is the fastest?
The fastest sprinting horse is a quarter horse, and it can run over 55 miles per hour. That's as fast as a car. Thoroughbreds and Arabians do better at running longer distance.
Kylie wants to know, what's the difference between a horse and a donkey?
A donkey has longer ears. A horse has a longer face. Donkeys have flatter backs, which most often they don't put saddles on them. Horses run away from danger, but donkeys are hard to startle.
Grandpa wants to know, how did the American paint horse get its name?
Well, Jim, the American paint horse has spots on them that looks like splashes of paint all over their body.
Grandma wants to know, what are the horses that pull the Anheuser-Busch wagons?
Clydesdales, they're so pretty.
Thank you to our other listeners, Evan, Allie, Ellen, and Jima, for sending in questions.
Thank you very much.
Now it's time for the joke of the day. What do you call a horse next door?
I don't know. What do you call a horse that lives next door?
A neighbor.
And now it's time for our expert. Please introduce yourself and tell us about your horses.
My name is Mrs. Kinzer. I'm Lainey's kindergarten teacher, and I have three horses. One who's 20, his name is Cutter. One who's 17, his name is Smoot. And one who's 12, named Joe.
Why do horses wag their tails?
Horses wag their tails to swat flies. They also use their tails in the winter time to make wind blow around them when they put their rear end to the wind for protection.
What do you have to do to take care of a horse?
Well, first you need to have an income to support the horse. And then you need to have daily routines to take care of your horse. You have to feed them in the morning and feed them in the night and make sure that they have plenty of water.
Do horses sweat?
Yes, they do. And horses have work sweat and mental sweat. When you're working a horse, it isn't always physical. If they are working mentally, they can get eye sweat or ear sweat and sometimes frothy sweat. And then you know they're really learning something.
What are boy and girl horses called?
A boy horse can be called a gelding if they are not going to reproduce, or a stallion if they are used to reproduce. And the girl horse is called a mare.
Why do you love horses?
Oh, Lainey, I've loved horses since I was about your age and started reading books like Billy and Blaze and The Black Stallion. And I think the main reason why I love horses is because they have unconditional love. And you can have great rides, and they make a really good friend.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
You're very welcome, Lainey.
Now it's time for I Bet You Didn't Know. I bet you didn't know that there are 60 million horses in the world. Whoa, that's a lot. Horses can fall asleep standing or laying down. Wow. They do not throw up. Whoa, so cool.
That's it for today's episode. I hope you like learning about horses. Next time we'll be learning about worms. If you have any questions about worms, please email us at learningwithlainey@gmail.com. Thank you. See you later, alligator.